Welcome back to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and with me is Phil Conlon. And Phil, we have now more trouble growing out of the tragedy, the political tragedy of the decision by people more powerful than you and me to go from wanting free trade and business and mutual benefit between Canada and China to members of parliament accusing the entire parliament of Canada, accusing China of genocide. And this is, we warned about on the show going way back, but it's, we have to remind everyone that when Justin Trudeau was elected, he was promising to improve relations with, actually basically with everybody, Russia, China, the world, and particularly the idea was free trade. However, we've had the development in the United States of increasingly chauvinistic leaders, and starting with Donald Trump, who, while Obama said he would pivot towards China and was beginning to become a little more negative and aggressive towards China, Trump put it in full throttle and declared he was going to have a trade war. He also said, and I remind everybody, he said it would be easy to win a trade war. We point out in Taylor Report that trade wars often lead in another kind of war, and it's not something to be just cheerily whistling down the road about, but at the Canadian Parliament, wall to wall, the entire political culture of Canada has not said, hey, wait a minute, who in this government, in this country, are going to take a stand against this very dangerous direction, economically dangerous and frankly, militarily dangerous. First job of any leader of any country, if it calls itself civilized, and particularly if it pretends to be democratic, is to protect against war and to make every effort to keep the world safe and to engage in dialogue with all parties. That is not the road of Donald Trump and is not the road of Joe Biden. Joe Biden has added to the problem by now starting moving from calling President Putin of Russia a killer, which is completely forbidden. I mean, that's wrong. It's morally wrong, ethically wrong, politically wrong. It is not the voice of the world. It's the voice of the United States. And it is a nasty voice. Should be deeply troubling to Canadians, but there is not a sign of anybody. And let's start with the New Democratic Party, which once upon a time was, you know, considered, you would think of them as the party of peace. They're all whole hog in with Biden, in with Trump on demonizing Russia and China, which is political disaster. And Canadian people should break with them. They should break with all the parties, actually. We need people who are going to advocate diplomacy and mutual respect among countries, multilateralism. That's what we need, and that is not what we're getting. The Green Party leader is red, white, and blue. And all the leaders, the NDP, just competing with each other to run their mouths about a place they know nothing about. They couldn't have found Xinjiang on a map a year ago. But all of a sudden, they're all authorities, and they're thumping, and they want to leap up and down. This makes it very dangerous because Canada doesn't have voices to caution. The Canadian people, no doubt, are thinking and watching. And there's plenty of evidence in polls that they don't have the same war whoop attitude that we're getting from our so political class and from the media. I'll point out to you, Phil, that Toronto Star on March 24 ran a political cartoon, and this is worthy of World War I. It shows a giant panda in a boxing ring, and there's Trudeau, little Trudeau, and the panda is sitting on skulls, and the coach to Trudeau is saying, try hitting him back once in a while. That is worthy. We've all seen the book saying, oh, how did World War I happen? Well, you know, the cartoonists and the headline writers all went kind of berserk. You know the story, Phil, about the German soldiers throwing Belgian babies to end the road, killing them, whatever. Bayonets. I used to carry a bayonet, and I can't even say it. So that's where we find ourselves. And Biden, I have to say, he's the leader. And Canada says he's the leader. He's now declaring the two Michaels to be the same thing as American citizens. I don't know why everybody's happy about that.
Well, if there's a suspicion that they're spies, which is obviously China is at least investigating that suspicion, and Biden says they're like Americans. I mean,
same.
I don't think you're helping those guys in their legal problems with the Chinese, you say something like that.
That's very true. In the case of Biden, he called Putin the killer. Now he did the same routine. I knew Putin, of course, and then he says, I know I've met President Xi, and he says, I told President Xi he's an authoritarian, you know, and we don't like authoritarians. And he said, and typical, he's like a guy in a bar, you know, the barfly who says, and I told him, and then he said, oh yeah, or golly. In this case, he says that Xi said he understood what he said. So he said, in other words, you got my message. Yeah, I guess he did. I'm sure he thought, wow, what a dip this guy. Can't they find any talent in that country? He said he's authoritarian. Now, when the American administration told Canada to arrest Meng Wanzhou and destroy our business with Huawei and destroy trade with China, and just all destroy all prospects of multilateralism for Canada, Canada was told to do that. That's authoritarian. Why wouldn't they say, hey, we hope, you know, we don't want to bother your relations with, of course, with China, but we would like to do this. That isn't the way it went down. It went down authoritarian style. You go and pick her up. And they did. So for those people, you know, and the cartoonist said, well, why don't you hit him back? You already hit her. You did hit him. When you arrested a woman who had committed no crime in Canada and was only passing through, and she's one of the leaders of a very big business enterprise that Trump didn't happen to like, you hit them about as hard as you could hit them. I don't think you're going to get a second shot at that, by the way. Now they know you. They said, this little character, they call him a beaver. He stabs people in the back. Mexico didn't do that. That was Canada did that. Mexico would never have done that. No, actually, they think people, in talking to experts, they pretty much agreed only Canada would do that. But on authoritarianism, the United States has had an illegal blockade of Cuba since 1959. That's authoritarian. They have a prison on Cuba, on the island of Cuba called Guantanamo. It has people in that prison who are not Americans, who never went in front of a judge in their own country before they were extraordinarily renditioned to Guantanamo. And that's authoritarian. Removing them in that way was authoritarian. Occupying Syria, a military base in Syria right now, in the sovereign country of Syria, the United States as a base, that is authoritarian. And as I understand the demonstrations by Black Americans, there is no justice for Black Americans. It's starting to look like there's no justice for Asian Americans, and they're being attacked on the streets. Somebody has got an authoritarian system. It's not China. China's guilty of raising people out of poverty. China's guilty of overcoming the COVID-19 crisis with minimum damage, and was back in business after 2-3 months of fighting the virus. China went back to work. So it's clear that now that China is, yes, a successful country, and that apparently is a crime. You heard, Phil, the latest remark by Biden. He said China wants to become number one, and they're not going to do it on my watch. Do they need his permission to have a successful society? That's the part that ought to concern Canadians. Where does Joe Biden, and by the way, where does Trudeau or the Canadian Parliament get off this idea that they're going to prevent the development of a country? It is a developing country and cherished by countries all over the world, particularly African countries and South American countries. So he's the authoritarian. And by the way, he puts words in other people's mouths. That belongs to him. The idea of being number one is an American idea. The Chinese say they're not interested in being number one. They're interested in being a successful economy amongst other successful economies. And Joe Biden says, not on my watch. Well, who in Canada is going to speak up about this? I would say to everybody, walk right out of the NDP. Don't go to their meetings. Walk out of the Green Party right now. Find yourself a party for peace, somebody that defends working people. That's what we need in this country. Somebody, find a party, build a party, build organizations that'll give us a leadership which delivers for the people. And none of them want to do that now. All they want to do is run their mouths about other countries, which means they're still imperialists and they're still colonialists. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to thank Phil Conlon, and we'll see you next week.